What about you? Your oil business was your profession. Why did you get yourself involved in politics?
That's a good question, I guess, because I was in the same group I named when we got Bud Wilkinson to run. Bud Wilkinson met with us. He wasn't going to run. And said, well, the only way I'd run is if you'd put $100,000 in my bank account for campaigning to start with. And they said, done. So that was the reason Bud ran. And I took him all over the state in the plane. That kind of introduced me to it. Then when Henry came along, it was the same thing.
Bud Wilkinson lost. In your estimation, why did he lose?
Well, that was funny. I took him to maybe seven or eight little towns. We'd go up usually to the movie theater because these little towns didn't have any kind of auditorium or anything. He'd go up on the stage and talk. And he'd never mention football. I'd say, Bud, for crying out loud, you go to Wewoka and you say, this kid from Wewoka never made the team, but he worked his butt off practicing and I always respected him so. And if that's the kind of kid you grow here, that's the kind of kid I want. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I want him to know I can represent him as senator. I'll talk about the international balance of payments. And he never mentioned football once. So anyway, the day after he lost, Henry had us for breakfast. Henry was governor then. He had us for breakfast, just Bud and Henry and me. Bud was just, God, I can't understand how. Henry said, I'll tell you why you lost. You're a damn snob. And it was kind of the truth. Had he talked football, he would have been an overwhelming success.
Here's Henry Bellman as governor, and Bud Wilkinson was
running for Senate.
He wasn't a good natural public speaker, was he?
He wasn't bad, because you can imagine coaching football players. Yeah. And he was a nice guy. He was a personable guy and just a nice guy, but could have won hands down, but didn't.
And he ran against?
Fred Harris, who was a good speaker, but didn't have the charisma Bud had. Good night. Oklahoma football was just the whole, I mean, just think about it. Any idiot would know that's what you talked about.
But the fact that he was such a successful coach didn't just put him in, did it?
I mean, well, it would have. It in these speeches, he'd have talked football instead of the international balance of payments, which Wewoka people didn't even know what it meant.